What up, what up, what up? What's going on? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne. Brad, my brother. What are we talking about today, my friend?
We're going to talk about decision making. So I got this quote from my guy, E.T., the hip hop preacher.
Yeah, man.
Don't make a habit out of choosing what feels good over what's actually good for you.
Ooh, I can talk about that one. Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some air for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do, baby. Back in here, another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne in here with my brother Brad, a special guest. I'll let Brad introduce him. Most of you already know, but we got a special guest. Who's that special guest be?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this one. It's somebody that took me on as family way, 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 way back. And I'm going to let her introduce myself, but let her introduce herself.
Yes, please.
But, I just wanted to take a second and say, Whit, I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful for you. I'm excited to have you on.
Okay. Hey, y'all. So I am one of the E2M trainers. If you don't already know who I am, I'm the spunky, alive, sassy, whatever you want me to be. I'm basically just like a little chameleon, whatever it is. So I am Whit. I have a daughter. She is in high school, so I am a fit mommy. She is what inspires me, so I feel like it's going to be the nail on the head today for what we are trying to do. So I'm going to be able to give some good advice for this, and I'm super excited to be here. Also, I wanted to give y'all props because, you know, I know y'all personally, and I love the intro that y'all have. Like, it's alive. It's alive because y'all really are like that. All the time. So, you know, Brad's always with the I said, the only thing we could do is make, you know, Dwayne, you've changed a lot. We might want to get you back for some.
You got to go to the earlier episodes.
Videos and pictures for sure.
Yeah, no, that goes back to the early episode. We definitely have to do a new intro, man. We've been talking about that since the beginning of the year. Shane, if you're watching, we need a new intro video.
Shane, if you stumble upon the Bad Podcast, we need you.
We need a new intro video. But no, man, super excited about this episode. And Brad, I'm going to let you kind of tee it up, man. Like I said, a lot of people already know our guests, and she fits it to the T, fit mom, and funny, and you know, will definitely catch you off guard. So I'm excited to see what happens and what comes out of this episode.
You know, speaking of being caught off guard, I can't believe Cammy's in high school.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, I know. Who are you telling? I don't feel like I should have a child in high school. That just doesn't seem right. I don't feel that old, to be honest with you. Not that I'm old. I'm in my prime. But I'm just saying, like, I just don't feel like, it just feels so weird.
Yeah. I remember the first time I met her, I believe it was Columbia, South Carolina. I'm not 100% certain, but I think it was Columbia. And that was like 4 years ago. So, I mean, you take that time and, you know, we talk about time more times than we don't. And, you know, time's going to pass one way or another, and you blink your eyes and all of a sudden your kids are like grown. Like my little Rushy's starting to take a couple of steps now. Beckett's motoring around on his little motor carts and bicycles and tricycles. And, you know, so this is going to tie in really well. And today, you know, what we're going to be working into is talking about the why, or talking about the motive. So this aligns with everything that we have going. So I want you to speak to, you know, those reasons, those motives, or I call it the burn, that burning desire of what keeps you coming back. What's one of the things, and I know Cammy's one of them, what's one thing, either her or something else that keeps you coming back for more?
So that's a really good question. So I feel like I can really hit this well. So I will tell you one thing that keeps me coming back for more is I know what it feels like to fail and let myself down so many times, So when I don't like that feeling, I don't like that feeling. I'm like, dang, like, or I'll think like, how far could I have been mentally and physically if I would have just stuck with it? Or of course, Cammy's like humongous because I'm all about like how we react with our kids and like, you know, the example that we set for them when they're young is going to make them a great human in the future. So that's like huge for me. Like it's always a lesson, you know, even when we're sitting down at dinner, you know, we'll make sure we say the blessing or, you know, things like that. Or if like a kid isn't being talked to at school, I always make sure like, or on her volleyball team, she plays volleyball, like, hey, that girl don't have any friends. You need to go hang out with her. Yeah. Like, you know, so she'll go over there and she'll do that. So planting those seeds inside the kids, things like that. But I don't want to let myself down. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
That's a crappy feeling. And when you get in that hole, it's like, you know, it's easy to do with how busy life is. So that's, I don't let myself down. Or my daughter. I want her to be proud of me. I want her to go to school and be like, that's my mom.
Yep.
Even though she's embarrassed.
You know, it starts with number one too, and I like what you said there. One of the things that I've always kind of made one of my pillars is I like to win, right? I like to win, but I freaking hate losing. I like to win, but I hate losing. And you know, when you start to progress on this journey that we're on, whether it's fitness or life in general, being a parent, being a you know, a spouse or anything like that, place of work, the farther that you go, the more that you recognize that failures are temporary, but victories are also temporary. And you learn to take pieces, tidbits from your victories and your defeats. So when you're talking about this, you know, setting the example, when you've been defeated or when you've been knocked down by life or fitness, what's one thing that you've used, something, maybe it's physical, maybe it's mental, maybe it's spiritual. What's something that you've used to get yourself back on the tracks?
So I've always been pretty determined. I'm surprisingly, it sounds like you're competitive, Brad. I am not competitive whatsoever. So that is actually really Dwayne, but until you want to get on a foot race, you want to come.
I'm about to say you. Yeah, listen, I was just about to interrupt. I was like, wait a minute, because you always challenging people to race. Now that is pretty competitive. Just FYI.
It is. It hurts the next day too. But I don't know. So my thing is to always get up early. Like I always push myself to get up early. Like, you know, I feel like it's something you have to train yourself for. And just, so that's just, Brad, ask me the question again.
No, I'm just, so when you get, so say you're on the path of life, path of fitness, and man, you get knocked down. How do you get back to your feet? What's a tool or a resource that you use or you have in your bag of tools that gets you back on track?
Okay, this is good. Okay, so you have to know yourself well enough to know yourself. What do you need? Okay, so I get easily distracted, as you just saw. Okay, I'm like, huh? My cat just walked by and I was like watching her walk by. So that's kind of where that happened. So it sounds awful to say, but there's a lot of times where there's a time in my life where I'm feeling like, oh, I'm getting a little off track. Like, oh, heck no. Like, I don't like this, that I have to isolate myself from other people. And that can be a good thing. That can be a bad thing. But also you have to remember what you need. And if that may not be what you need, you know, you may need people around you. Me, I have to isolate myself and stay focused on my goals because I get so easily off, like squirrel off track to where I'm like, oh, because who wouldn't want to go hang out with their friends and, you know, do all these things. But hey, I didn't wake up early. I didn't open my Bible yet. I didn't, you know, get all my steps in. I haven't hit the gym yet, you know. So sometimes I just have to go. I haven't got my meal prepped or whatever it is. Haven't laid my clothes out for the next day. So I have to, you know, cut my phone on Do Not Disturb and keep myself isolated. And, you know, to me, it's okay to protect that energy if, you know, you're working towards positive things. Because if it's not pushing you towards your goals, mentally, physically, you know, in your family, whatever it is, look, cut it out.
Quit it. Hey, I want to pose that same question to you, Brad. I'm interested on what is yours, and I'll give mine, and that's why I want to give mine. I'm being selfish, but I have to be a host, so I'm gonna do it past you, Brad, so I can say mine. So, what's the thing to get you back?
This is perfect. And right now I'm in that zone. I found myself off the tracks, and for me, it's a physical object. It's chasing my next race or chasing my next thing. You know, I'm a competitive guy, like Whit had called out. You know, for me, I need something that's physical. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago with Jeff, having that thing on the mirror. So right now, man, I've been getting back into the polar plunges. I've been getting back into the cold baths. So on my wall upstairs in my bedroom, I have on my mirror 5 minutes in the cold plunge every single day. And I got to run 5 days a week. Those are things that are progressing me towards where I want to be. And I have a couple of races in mind. I haven't pulled the trigger. I haven't clicked it yet. But for me, it's just having that physical attribute or physical accolade that I pursue, man. I don't care about the gold medals. I don't care about the reward, but I care about the work that goes towards the reward.
I love that, man.
We all want to hear yours.
Yeah, man. So mine, I just discovered mine, man. My redirect or I guess you could kind of say North Star. It's weird. It comes with preparing for something. Kind of sort of like yours. Like, so I've noticed whenever I, the night before, plan, prep for the next day, like it's almost like a surreal moment for me where everything just kind of lines back up, no matter what the failure might have been that day, but if I take time and prep my meals, if I take time and plan my workout, if I take time to work, that gives me some kind of it's weird, but it's like a peace and a recentering that happens that I just discovered in the last couple of weeks, because you know, the last couple of weeks of bodybuilding, it gets really like mental. And so I've noticed that I would be drained by 3 o'clock, you know, frustrated by 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I want to go somewhere and lay down, you know, and then, you know, probably right after the live at 8:30, I start planning the next day, and like, it's almost like a recentering, man. So that's something that recently discovered that has helped me just kind of like zone in, lock in, and then it keeps it from being focused on like the show, because a lot of people get focused on events, and then when events over, then it's like, what next? You know, this keeps me focused on preparation, because I always have to prepare for the next day. And so no matter what that entails, whether it is, you know, training or work or whatever. So that's something that I just recently discovered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and too, like in our society, it's very normal to be focused on that end result, the prize, you know, and what happens a lot of times is those people that focus so hard on that prize, like I'm driven by that. But what happens is if you get your eyes so far out and ahead of you, you forget to work right here. Like, you know, if you want to become a millionaire, you got to make that first dollar. If you want to lose 100 pounds, you got to lose the first pound. You can't just lose 100 pounds. You know, if you want to make massive strides, you got to take one step. And I think that's where a lot of people get lost is, you know, they try to take one step and they stumble. They want to get 100 steps, but they stumble on that first one and they never get back to, you know, they never get back to their feet. You know, and it all comes full circle to the motive. The reason why, if your reason why is pure, you know, if it's deep down and you really truly mean why you're here, what you're here for, man, you'll be able to attach yourself to that almost at any through any adversity or any opposition.
So to hit on that, Brad, it's funny because like, I mean, it's so cliche to say like, oh, consistency is key. Like, you know, like, okay, but it really is. Okay. You don't get to say, oh, I ate a salad today, I've now lost 10 pounds. You know, like, that's not how it works, y'all. It's not how it works. Yeah. So if your why is strong enough and you can, and you know what you need and you stay in your good habits that you've developed over however long, it takes time. You're human. You're going to fall off. You're going to have speed bumps. There's going to be railroad tracks. So if you The consistency. I just love the fact of the consistency. And I don't know about y'all, but I will say I think we're all like this because I love the fact that us three are on this live because we're all three like morning people. We're early birds. Like Dwayne, I'm pretty sure Dwayne don't even sleep.
Like, I'm up at 2 a.m.
Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I have no clue how he does it. No clue. I still need a little something, but I love getting up in the morning. I love being thankful that my feet are on the ground. That is when I'm the happiest. I'm the happiest in the morning. So it also allows me to be able to take on the day. I get, within 2 hours of me waking up, I get more done in those 2 hours than most people get done throughout the whole entire day.
Sure.
Throughout the day. So then I don't have this like heavy feeling on my shoulders. And it's like, oh yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm like, I got the rest of the day. I can go outside. I can go play basketball. I can do whatever I want to do. And keeping myself consistent in doing that, even on the weekends when I don't have to wake up, because I hear people all the time saying, I'm sure y'all hear this too. Why do you get up early on Sundays? You know, or, you know, da da da. I'm like, well, one little time, like, then I'm off my little wagon, I'm not trying to get ran over by that wagon. So,
I'm gonna jump in here and I'm gonna tie into this because I just talked about that this morning, right? So, the first time that you push that snooze button, man, it takes a lot of hard decision making to go. Oh man, like I know I should get up, but I'm gonna hit the snooze button. The second time that happens, the second day, the alarm goes off, and you're like, oh man, like. I guess I will. I'm going to hit the snooze button. The third day, it's like, boom, done. You know, and you, it's just like cheating or cutting corners or bailing, right? That first time you cheat, it's like, okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I made a commitment. I am dedicated this time. This is my year. This is my round. This is my time. Okay. I'm going to cut the corner. The second time, it doesn't take as much convincing. The third time, it takes a little bit less convincing. But the more times that you cheat, the more times that you cut corners, the easier it becomes, the easier it becomes, the easier it becomes. And all of a sudden, you unravel and you go right back to who you were. And you're talking about these battles, right? The alarm is the first battle of the day. And if you can win that battle, that's how you start with your feet on the ground. And then from there, you win another battle, another battle, another battle. And then you win the day. And then you get 4 wins in a week. You won the week just for 4 wins. Just for 4.
So Jeff made this quote my first round, and it stuck with me to this day. It's actually a quote from Michael Jordan. It says, once you quit one time, quitting becomes easy. Mm-hmm. And bro, that I've... It's almost like Talladega Nights, you know, if you're not first left. Like I've shaped my life around that quote, man, because it's so true. Once you quit one time, quitting becomes easy. And once quitting becomes easy, then you like you talked about with that snooze button, continue to hit it. And I mean, even with my first 8 weeks, that when he said that, like that was like the like, okay, I'm not gonna quit. Because I don't want it to come easy. I want to see the end result. Same with what I'm doing now. Same with whatever is next to come. But once you quit one time, quitting becomes easy for sure.
So I have a question for y'all. How do y'all feel when you overcome like a challenge, but overcome a challenge, but versus like something was given to you?
Yeah,
you worked for it, or something was given to you. So how do y'all feel about that? Like,
Dwayne, I'll take this first, please. I'll take it first. Hey, you know, there's a reason why if somebody wins the lottery, there's a reason why they go broke, right? It's because they were given that $1 million. But if you earn that $1 million, you know what it takes. You know that winning is hard. Winning is hard. Being successful is extremely hard. And when you get knocked down to your feet, you don't have a choice to stay down. You have to get back up. The masses are going to root against you, right? So when you're out on this journey, man, we're all trying to be pioneers in different areas of life, and we're all trying to trailblaze to the top. When you're trying to win, the masses are against you. But when you can overcome a challenge for yourself, not for anybody else, but for yourself, golly, that feels good. But when you're given something, you'll lose it. You'll lose it.
So, you said what?
Is my mic muted?
Not
it,
good.
It was, but you're good. Okay. I did it, but you're good.
It's my cat in the background. Sorry, y'all.
Cat in the hat. Look out.
I know, right? I love that you said golly. That's such a Southern thing to say.
Oh, my gosh. Golly. Right. All right. So, for me, definitely, you know, earned is, you know, there's a lot of value there. And you put more value in it because you know what it takes to get there. But you know me, I always like to kind of give another perspective, man, because some things are inherited or given. I think about talent, you know, some people that naturally can do things and naturally have, you know, certain abilities or naturally, you know, I can excel at certain things that, you know, I know that is talent. Like it comes easy to me. Those things I do value though. I mean, I want to, you know, kind of make that the lottery. I definitely agree with you 100% on the lottery. Cause I mean, it's proven you win $1 million. You didn't put in the sweat, you pick some numbers and all of a sudden you got $1 million and you know, it's like whatever, versus earning that. But sometimes talent, you know, with talent, it's not necessarily appreciating the grind, but it's appreciating the gift, mm-hmm. like appreciating like, okay, this is something that I have that I can utilize for positivity or whatever. So I can see myself finding pride in both. Yeah. You know, I was just talking to my buddy Lee at the gym, and in physique shows, a lot of times what you see is hard work, but then also is genetics. So, you know, you can work really hard, but like if you're not shaped a certain way, if you know your family, you know, don't have broad shoulders or, you know, the taper or whatever, you know, you can work really hard and make yours better, but some things are, you know, is genetics, is talent, is, you know, in there. Go ahead, Whit.
Don't even get me started on this, Dwayne.
Don't even get me started on this.
I will look. I say it time and time again. I get on my live.
I know what you're about to say.
Oh, y'all think I'm just gonna wake up and look like Alicia? I'm gonna wake up and be tan like Jeff. Think I'm just gonna wake up and have Mandy's arms? You know, I'm never gonna wake up and be them, and they're never gonna wake up and be me. They're not gonna wake up and have this great personality. You know, like, I mean, it's literally drives me bonkers. Like, mm-hmm. you can work as hard as you want, but you can't change your genetics. You can only be the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. Right. So look at yourself in the mirror, know what you need to do, and stop comparing. Because I'm not gonna wake up. My family is extremely, I work very hard on my fitness goals. And there's certain areas that I have to put extra work into. And, you know, I've gotten better and better and better, but I'm naturally built with, you know, skinny legs, you know, that type of thing. So the thing is, I have to work really hard for that. You know, Alicia's got those massive quads. You think I don't wish I could snap my finger? But guess what? I wouldn't appreciate it nearly as much. And mm-hmm. it's not going to happen. So I have to be thankful for what I do have and work with what I have and just be the best version of myself. Because I'm sure, you know, Dwayne, you going through this show, I'm sure there's certain things like, man, I really wish I could do that. But you know what? I've seen you keep your head up the whole time and you've been positive and you've been appreciative for all the hard work that you've put in. And each thing has changed. Your abs are popping at this point. So, you know, I get to see Dwayne like a couple times a week. So it is good. I mean, Brad, I'm sure when you first joined E2M, I mean, you were a little heavier. I mean, I seen you and I was like, it is. And it is so shocking to see now how much work you've put in. And like me, I'm built skinny. I had to put a lot of work in to build any type of muscle. And hold on to it, because if I don't use it, I lose it. And so I think that's like, Dwayne, thanks for bringing that up, because I can talk till tomorrow about that. Like, I just want to go quit comparing, quit looking at everybody else. Worry about yourself.
You know, I'm gonna jump in, because I did work really hard for that first initial picture. I just worked hard in other areas of my life, like smashing the cheese and pep and things like that. So I did work really hard to get that heavy. comparison is a thief of joy. We know this. It's probably an overused quote, but comparison is indeed the thief of joy. You know, and that's sort of how we lose our way sometimes. If I want to be like him or if I want to be like her, I'm not focused on my journey. You know, and I'm not going to work hard for my life and I'm not going to work hard for my success because my focus is everywhere else besides where it needs to be. And you talk about that hard work. You know, you take a guy like Tom Brady and, you know, genetics does come into play significantly, you know, but if Tom Brady was worried about somebody else, right? If Tom Brady was worried about Michael Vick, Tom Brady wouldn't be Tom Brady. Tom Brady was worried about I'm investing today. And I'm investing only in me. I'm working hard on only me. Now, it's hard for me to stand on this side of the screen and even talk about Tom Brady because I'm a Bills guy. I'm a Buffalo Bills guy. And he beat us for like 2,500 years in a row. And, you know, so it's hard for me to even talk about Tom Brady. Yeah, right. You know, but a guy like that, and there's plenty of examples. Michael Jordan is another example. If Michael Jordan was trying to compare himself to Patrick Ewing, Michael Jordan wouldn't be Michael Jordan today. And there's a million other examples of these greats in their area of life that wouldn't be great if they were focused anywhere else. So, you know, focus, motive, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's going to come into play significantly when you want to be on top.
Exactly. Totally agree with all that.
Totes my goats.
And did you call it pop?
He did.
Pop.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah. What? You called soda pop, man.
Oh, man.
It's soda.
Pop, pop.
It's all just, it's rather Coke or Mountain Dew or whatever.
I don't drink pop. I don't drink soda, so.
We don't call it pop.
I was never into that. Now, I do like sweet tea. Sweet
cola.
Tea.
Cola. I like water.
I like water. I like water now and black coffee.
I like bourbon on Saturdays, maybe.
With some ginger ale.
I don't like pop.
Too much. Okay. Oh, you're bold. You're a strong man. You're a man's man.
Okay. All right. Well, Brad, anything else for Whit before we start to transition here? It's been a fun conversation.
Yeah, no, again, just extremely grateful to have you by my side and have you up front and behind. Like, I know you got my back and everything that we do, and same likewise. And that's, you know, that's what teamwork does, and insulation, environment, all that stuff. And so I just extremely thankful for you and grateful for you, and same to you, Dwayne. And when this drops, we're gonna have a winner Saturday morning, baby. Saturday morning, we're going to have a winner. All right. So, hey, man, shout out to Dwayne for a phenomenal job, man. Extremely proud of you. And it's behind us now that when this drops live, but extremely proud of you, man.
Yep. When this drops live, I'll be about 20 pounds heavier.
At least.
Nah, it's fire, man. No, this is super dope. All right, Whit, so let's transition to the Do You Know or Did You Know moment, a moment created by Brad. It was Brad's idea. We got it from Coach Jeff, the very tan one. And he used to say, do you know or did you know? And today's Do You Know or Did You Know moment is brought to you by Whit. So Whit, I'm going to play this short video. You got time to think about it. It's really short. It's going to be really quick. And here we go. All right, Whit, what is the do you know or did you know fact about Whit?
Thank you for giving me such a long time to think about this. So many things. I'm such an open book, so a lot of people know a lot of things. But the first thing that comes to mind, I actually have two, so I'm just going to throw it out there. The first one is I have in the past definitely been we call it the yo-yo dieter or the yo-yo, you know, I was that, like, so... You know, that goes with today's whole entire conversation of, yep, like, you know, not being consistent, figuring out your why. And I finally got a hold of it, and it feels so good to know that if I don't get my body moving or I'm not feeding my body with whole foods, that it's just not, it's not right. We're just meant to have those things. We're meant to move our body. We're meant to fuel our body with whole foods. So I was a yo-yo dieter. Because I could not let go of the hot Cheetos. But I know. But really, y'all, like, so nobody really knows this. When I was young, mid-20s. And I always wanted to be a firefighter. So I actually applied at one point because I was going to probably be added. Just simple fact, it was high demand for women. And you got to have a certain, you know, and I'm great. But also when they told me that I was more than likely going to be the one crawling into small spaces, that I said, nope. And I said, that was it. We'll see. And I said, and I never went back. So that was kind of one of my dreams that I put one foot in front of the other. But as soon as they was going to tell me that I was going to be anything that makes me feel trapped. No, we ain't doing that. We got to go. It ain't for me.
We're the same on that. I am claustrophobic. Like, I got to have a foot out from under the covers. Like,
yeah. Me too. I have my leg out all the time. I don't like small spaces. Even when it comes down to, like, not only physically being trapped in small spaces, even, like, mentally, like, all right, if I feel like I'm keeping myself too far, like this, I'm like, whoa. Like,
I used to struggle with travel, with airplanes, small airplanes. Like,
I can't stand it still, but I'll put some headphones in, some Juvenile, or some, you know, whatever, and I will keep it going. I put my headphones in, I'm like, all right, we're going
to
do this.
Yeah. I used to have to look at the floor.
Jeff makes me go on the plane, so
here we are. There you go. But no, that's dope. With the firefighter, we appreciate that. That's super dope. I love it. All right. Well, B, man, another great episode in the books, man. Shout out to everybody watching live on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. Shout out to y'all. Hey, in all of those spaces except Instagram, you can share this live podcast, man. Let people know about your favorite podcast, The Bad Podcast, coming to you every Monday. And if you're watching this on Monday, if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast catcher, man, leave us a review, leave us a comment. We love to interact with you guys. We love to hear from you, man. And so until next time, y'all, signing off as the champ, the firefighter, and the guy that's always jumping whenever we start the video. Peace out, y'all. Peace.
Good job, guys. Good job. Mental.